Good morning.
Good morning.
You see, you live here, so it's easier. We're going to talk about that.
It's harder, though, because this is not what our town is like. We usually live 10 minutes from downtown.
You're spoiling all my questions.
But it takes us about an hour to get down here now with the traffic. And so it's really, it's different. It's kind of, it's not the same town we live in.
So let's, you know, it's funny. We were just talking about, well, you know, first of all, introduce yourselves. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Cool. I'm Sherry LeBlanc, and I'm the singer for Love Inks.
My name's Kevin Dehan, and I play bass.
I'm Adam Linnell. I play guitar.
We have a drum machine called Dr. Rhythm. He's very nice. The Dr. Rhythm is what we play with live, but the album was recorded with
606.
With an old 606, which is an 80s drum machine. It only holds 8 songs. So if you're going to play more than 8 songs live, you would need 2 of those drum machines or something to make it. Yeah. So instead, we just use another drum machine and got as close to the sound as we could.
My favorite line in one of the blogs was, "This is a band shrouded in mystery."
Yes.
You're shrouded in mystery.
Yeah, we really liked that people thought we were mysterious. I think that's going to go away eventually, but
you're an Austin-based band.
Right.
Right? Everybody from Austin?
I'm originally from Chicago, moved to Fort Worth, came to Austin 11 years ago. So
was the parental thing, parents got you there, or did you do it because you got thrown out of every other town?
I came here to go to the University of Texas.
Okay, UT. So we already know smart band.
Yes, I hope so. I was an experimental film major, so I didn't need a whole lot of brain to do that.
Okay, UT got you here.
And I didn't leave. I just, you know, most kids go home for the summer. I got here and it was like, this is the town I'm supposed to be in. It's
But like all experimental film students, you had to, because it's very important if you go to art school.
Yeah.
Right? If you are a physicist, you know, these are careers that still make you want to play in a band.
Yeah. And part of playing in a band is I realized if I was going to do film, I'd have to go to LA or New York, really, even though Austin's a film town. To get started, I'd have to leave. I met Kevin and he knew I played keyboard and sang, and he said, why aren't you playing in a band? That was years ago, and so he was kind of the inspiration for me to segue from film to music.
Were you already in zillions of bands, so when Sherry came under your tutelage, you were able to say, Sherry, let me tell you how this band thing works?
Not really. It was more like we would stay up and listen. She'd play records that she liked, Cyndi Lauper or whatever. And I'd just say, what do you want to learn? And then we'd learn like David Bowie covers and Cyndi Lauper songs.
Yeah. Well, because he decided, even though I played keyboard that I needed and guitar, that I needed to be a bassist. So we sat and learned bass over Cyndi Lauper, which is actually hard because those are studio musicians playing pretty intricate bass lines.
Let's talk about what you started there, which is South by Southwest is relevant here, but what's more relevant is that you are, well, now I know you're sort of an Austin band.
Yeah.
But you're about to be packaged as an Austin band, right?
Yeah.
So are you cool with that?
Yeah, Austin, I really think Austin is the greatest city in the world that I've been to. So, and I'm from Chicago. That's an amazing place, and I've been around. So I have no qualms being packaged as an Austin band. And I don't really even know what that means.
Well, okay, so good. funny you should mention that, because one blogger wrote, hopefully they will escape from the herd of Austin bands.
Well, there's a whole different music scene that happens on Red River, and that's more of the punk, indie, hardcore, underground scene. So more of the mainstream bands play on the bars on 6th, and then the other bands.
Well, 6th is a, you know, everybody knows in real life 6th is a pit. You know, I'm kind of like, would I hang here if I weren't seeing a showcase here?
You would not. You would hang at a bar in your neighborhood, probably.
Yeah.
You know, so we rarely come downtown. I think that's more when you're 21 and you're just learning to drink, you go downtown, but yeah, 6th Street has that kind of thing of being known as where the music happens and where the coolness happens here, but it's not.
Yeah, it's really not a place for music.
Yeah.
How many South Bys have you played?
Just this time last year, we were starting to record ESP. So as this band, this is our first South By to play, but we've all played in a bunch of different bands and played in the festival, non-festival shows, almost every year, I'd say. There were a couple years where we were like, okay, we'll just hang out at home.
So are you ready for the 8 gazillion questions about the name of the band?
Yes, of course.
So this is your chance. So you're going to name a band, and you say, okay, we want to name this band, and you went through this process, which was?
Months.
It did take a long time. We sent, there was a long string of emails where every day we'd each send, here's 20 new name ideas. And, you know, maybe once a week we'd all sit on one that was like, okay, this one's all right. Maybe. And by the next week we'd say, okay, no, that's not it. And the emails would start again. Kevin, in the search for a band name, found a book on the occult. It's one of the first books printed on the occult. We're not into the occult necessarily.
Oh, you guys all look like you're ready to hang with Manson.
I'd be down.
He does actually. You're a little. You could do it. Him, Charles Manson would not. No. And you probably are darker than anybody knows.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Preceded by a who me? but Kevin found this book on the occult called Magica Sexualis, printed in the 30s, and there's a whole chapter called Love Inks, and it talks about how to make ink, like as in pen ink, to write a letter to woo people into falling in love with you.
Could you loan me that book, please? Single dad, 9-year-old daughter. Would you loan me that book, please?
Well, the actual process is kind of gross. It involves animal skins and this and that. But
like I said, could you loan me that book?
The basic idea is, though, that you take all of your past letters from lovers and you burn them. And with the ashes, you make the ink to begin wooing new lovers. And we just thought that was kind of a romantic idea. And the name of the chapter sounded cool. Yeah, we had one blogger who assumed it was
incorporated.
That Love Ink was the ink of love making. Kind of like a sexual connotation.
That's a very lonely blogger.
Yeah. Yeah,
sitting alone, typing on their very modern iPad, thinking, porn or should I write this?
And he's like, yes, Love Inks. Oh baby, yeah. It was a far stretch, but yeah, I think most people will associate it with tattoos when really it's about the occult.
So this is one of the things that really is kind of cool about this moment in time for this band, which is I'm telling you what's cool for you, but you're playing these songs. And except for probably one, maybe if they're lucky two, nobody's heard them.
Yeah.
So here you are at South by Southwest, right? And now you're really doing showcases. And you go out there, and what's it like to be able to get this stuff out there, but also people looking like, what's this?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. One weird aspect of it is that one of our labels wanted us to play with a live drummer during South By.
And you're like, we don't do that.
Yeah, but push came to shove, and now there's a live drummer on stage with us with a drum machine. But I think it kind of changes the whole...
So you really, you let them convince you that was what you had to do?
I think there was no unconvincing. Uh-huh. So... yeah, but it's just a tom and a snare, so a really simple drum kit kind of filling in where the drum machine lays out.
So it's a fake to satisfy somebody.
But no, it's I think in general our shows are really kind of like a quiet, intense experience. And if you've only heard Black Eye, you come in thinking like maybe this will be kind of dancey and upbeat, but you've heard other songs off the record, and there's a bit of a somber feel to it. So I like that. I mean, that's what we're going for. And I think, even if they come in expecting Black Eye, we're able to win them over with the intensity of the other songs.
Okay, ready? I'm gonna go into the danger zone. You've got a black eye, fill in the rest of the lyrics.
On your eye, a black eye on your eye. Tell me, was it from a fight, baby? Tell me, was it from a fight? And did it happen last night?
So when you sang this, you sang it with a sense of mystery, did you not? You wanted, because now I know you're not from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Right? But part of the fun is people saying, what are they saying? And I think that's good, by the way. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Yeah.
But it was funny. Somebody said, heard it last night, and they said, wait a minute, so they're from Texas. Is that a Texas accent? I said, no, I don't think so. I think that's the style of the band.
Yeah, there's a certain, I guess I sing in a different style than I speak in. Like, yeah, the vowels that I use, but.
It's my job to bring these things out.
Yeah, I don't know. I never even noticed. But, I did sing it for one of my choir friends once, and she was like, Sherry, you need to open your mouth up. Why are you... Yeah, and a lot of people think we're saying you, like, black guy. You've got a black guy on your eye.
So let's talk about labels and putting together a record and all of that, because you've got a really nifty team behind you already, do you not? You know, so you've got quite the, how do you, such a young band, have come upon all of this so fast? What did you do? Because there are, I don't know, how many bands playing here that would like to be in your... They don't even know they'd like to be in your place yet, yeah. Right?
Like, a set of coincidences that kind of brought us here. And for the first time in, like, all of our band experience, there was just all these things were happening at the right time in the right place.
It's interesting. We actually... the label Hell Yes out of Italy, that's our European label... We sent them an email. We really love the packaging and the product they make. They make beautiful vinyl. And said, hey, we're looking for someone to put out our record. Sent him a couple MP3s. He wrote back and said, yeah, I'd like to put out a 7-inch. From that, it evolved into a full-length record. And City Slang got involved. And we have publicists and PR people and radio people. And really, we did nothing different than we've done in the past. It was just almost perfect timing with Hell Yes, just where he was as a label. I don't know. And we had the songs.
It seemed like he was wanting to expand, and then he saw us as a good opportunity to
expand his label into something that
he... It's all just conjecture, because we don't really know.
We're,
and I don't want to... Yeah.
Yeah, speak for him, but...
Yeah, right.
Prior to ESP, our full length, he only put out 7-inches, and he wanted to make the jump to putting out full length albums. And
so we kind of lucked into that spot of, hey, let's use these guys. There was also the Rough Trade connection, which was all just completely... We got an email from someone who worked at the Rough Trade shop in London, and they just said, could we get a record? And that was when there was no plans of anything.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what that is, we've done over 300 of these with bands. It's two of your songs as the bread and songs by anybody else in between.